You are listening to Punk News Podcast, episode 5. Gotcha again! Adam's not here, so we can't do 500! This is episode 499.9! To the Punk News Podcast, his featured editor John Gentile, and we were going to do 500 tonight, but Adam had quite responsibly. Adam had something come up with his work, so he had to not do the episode tonight. So it's just Tom Trauma and myself hanging out, rapping, snapping, and talking about punk rock. Tom Trauma, what's happening?
I cannot believe that Adam bailed on us just so he could support his family.
I know.
What a loser! Typical Canadian.
That's been Adam's struggle for the past, I would say, 5 years at this point. Is, does he want to support his family or work for a website for free?
Exactly. And I mean, that's all of our struggle, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you. So, we can sit here cry and bitch, or we can have a good time and just rap and talk. You know, here's something interesting, Tom. Oh, actually, this probably won't be that interesting. Oh no, here's something that interesting, Tom. And you know what, Tom?
Are you sure? Are you sure, John? Are you sure it's going to be interesting?
Well, I'm not. So here's the thing, Tom. And in a way, I'm happy that it's just you and me talking about this. And in a way, I'm not happy. Tom, okay. I think you will agree, and maybe you'll disagree, that with regards to the political spectrum of Punk News Podcast commentators, mm-hmm. you are on the farthest right with regard to certain issues, but you are left in many other issues. But perhaps you deviate the most, I would say, from, if you were to do an average of myself, Sammy B, Adam, and Hallie, and you, and M, you would probably deviate the most. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, probably. That being said, I have not affiliated myself with a political party for 20 years, so I don't like to be painted in the corner as being right wing or something like that, because I'm not. But there are some things I do like that are right wing sort of ideals.
Well, you know, I'm extremely right-wing in some things, but extremely left-wing in others. And the funny thing myself is, there have been times on the podcast where I've been the raving left-wing lunatic, and there have been times on the podcast where I'm the right-wing maniac, but I feel as though I never change. I feel just everyone else changes around me.
Well, you and I could probably, you know, you and I as human beings can have a decent political discussion, or maybe even three or four people, but we've become a nation of screaming idiots, and it's almost impossible to even have a decent political discourse anymore. It's like a few of us will have sort of hushed conversations in private, but I mean the overwhelming flood of stupidity on social media and in general is just something I try to avoid in general.
So here's the thing, Tom, and in a way I'm glad. In a way I'm extremely glad it's you and me having this conversation. In a way I'm extremely not glad, because I think you might say, I think I say what I think the second most, and I think you say what you think the most on the podcast. Someone tried to get me up in a jam recently, and I really didn't appreciate it, especially because we were trying to be cool about it. And I'm going to have to be a little vague, and I'm interested in your feedback. Okay. A artist. So, So
we're gonna we're gonna do one of those Reddits. Am I the asshole here?
No, I know I'm not the asshole. So it should be Reddit. I know I'm not the asshole.
Well, John, you have to be at least open minded to the fact that you might be.
Have you ever read Reddit's Am I the Asshole? I feel as though the morality of that place is like insane and like totally off a lot of the time.
Well, there's times where I read what my fellow human beings think, and I can't believe that we're the same species.
Yeah, well, check this. So let's get off track even more, because why not? There was a Reddit. So if the listeners don't know, well, they probably know what Reddit is. But on Reddit, there's a thing called Am I the Asshole? And if you're having a moral quandary, you're supposed to be as non-biased as you can and explain your problem. And then all the readers give you their opinion, and people vote as to who has the best opinion. And whoever has the best opinion determines whether or not you're an asshole or not. A very simple example would be, let's say you cut in front of the line at the supermarket, but that's because you had to go visit, you had to pick something up for your wife who was pregnant. And so would you say, am I the asshole or not? And then people would say, yes, you are, because you cut in line. Or people might say, no, you're not, because you were really trying to help out your pregnant wife, and that's the right thing to do, you know.
And that's a good example. That's a good example of one that I think you could make an argument for either way.
So here's the one that blew my mind, Tom, and this has got nothing to do with punk, but
let me tell you, John, that I do not ever go on Reddit, but I occasionally see ones that other people share. So I'm not an expert at this by any stretch of imagination, but I like the concept. So anyway,
I'm astounded by this Reddit, because the morality seems so wrong so often. So this person had this problem. This lady went to a restaurant with her husband, and the server was someone that was differently abled. I don't know the exact, mentally handicapped is what we used to say. I don't know if that's correct now, but you know.
Mentally handicapped waiters?
Sure.
It's hard enough for regular waiters and waitresses to remember what they're supposed to do. But anyway, I'm sorry. That seems a little strange, but okay, whatever.
I honestly could never be a waiter, because I would screw people's orders up all the time and drop stuff all the time.
I'd want like a rain man type guy. I'd be like, I never forget the ketchup. When people ask me for ketchup, I never forget the ketchup. You know, like that.
So anyways, this lady went out to the restaurant with her husband, and there was a mentally handicapped person was the waitress, and she said like to the husband, oh, I'd like to take you out on a date or something. Like she said like three times or something. And this lady was like furious about this, so she left a 23-cent tip because she felt it was inappropriate for the mentally handicapped waitress to hit on her husband. And everyone was like, "Yeah, you don't have to put up with that. That's totally wrong. You know, you shouldn't have. You know, sexual harassment is wrong in any context." And I'm thinking, listen, like, this mentally handicapped person is not a threat to you or your husband in any way. And you know what? It's really, really tough being mentally handicapped. And so if this person is out there doing their best to, like, work and, like, really trying, you know what? You just got to take that one for the team. Like, that is not a big deal in life. And you leaving a 23-cent tip makes you a friggin' prick, you know? But so I put that there. And, Tom, I got blown away on Reddit. They nuked me. They said, you're a prick. You're an asshole.
See, that's why you have to just avoid all that. I mean, ugh. I cannot. Life is too short to argue online with people. But
yeah, I hear you. Well, you're right.
But I'm still kind of stuck on the handicapped waiter or waitress. That's a very demanding job.
Mentally handicapped isn't like linear. Like, some people that are mentally handicapped are very good at some things and just not that good at other things.
Yeah.
So honestly, I'm glad that if a mentally handicapped person is out there working, I'm glad, because better they're out there working than sitting in a skilled nursing facility just like waiting to die. So like, if that makes my life a little bit more inconvenience, well, I'm fine with that, honestly. You know what I mean?
John, and there's plenty. You're a compassionate soul.
I am a compassionate soul, but also like, there's plenty of people that are perfectly finely able that are just like sitting at home like hanging out when this person who has had a much more difficult life than they have is out there trying to work. You know what I mean? So that's part of it too. You know. So I thought this lady was an ass, but no one else thought so.
I don't know. You know, I think that, yes, you certainly give somebody who's mentally handicapped a wide berth, and people in general, I think you need to assume no ill will. I think a lot, everybody jumps to conclusions now. And that's part of
that.
That's part, part of the online thing too, is that you can't, it's hard to tell intent. So everybody just gets all aggro. They just go from 0 to 60, and I'm just not doing it, John. I'm living my best life over here in, you know, the Great Lakes State.
I disagree with you. You said you should always assume people don't have ill will, because in my experience, people often have all, especially more now than 10 years ago, and even more now than 5 years ago, people are often more selfish, have an intent, and speak in a manner that purports that they have no ill will or unknown motivation, but are actually trying to mask the motivation of what they're trying to do.
Let me rephrase that. Among people you know, never assume ill intent.
You're among right.
Among people you know. Strangers, I don't know.
I don't mean
we are a crueler world than we were, I think. Despite our political correctness, people are bigger dickheads than ever.
Well, actually, that touches on a theme. We're really solving all the world's problems here, Tom. But that touches on a sort of a hypothesis that I have.
The things we can get done without Adam dragging us down, it really is amazing.
And I'm not the first person to say this, but I do feel as though, and not that all political correctness is bad, but like people use political correctness as a weapon, and that if I do A, B, C, and D, that means I'm a good person. And if someone doesn't do A, B, C, and D, it means they're a bad person. When in reality, the point of A, B, and C is to be a good person underlying. So doing A, B, and C, and D doesn't make you a good person. Wanting to do A, B, and C so you don't hurt other people is what makes you a good person. And compassion is at the underlying thing. But people don't see it that way. They see it as a rigid enforcement of rules that you must conform to, or you're bad, which I don't agree with that concept.
Or you get canceled. We do live in a strange time, John. We live in a strange time where I think we have a generation of people that think they're helping when they change their background photo on their Facebook page. I'm not necessarily attacking that, because I think the people are a lot of times they have their heart in the right place. But I'm sorry, people. You got to back up everything you do with action. You know, this sort of pandering, this sort of empty lip service to all these just causes. If you're just paying lip service to it or sharing some smart meme, you're not doing anything. I'm sorry. You're slacking.
How contrary, Tom. I interviewed an artist just yesterday, and they had quite I spoke to the ladies from Witch Hunt, the band Witch Hunt, Philadelphia hardcore band, excellent band. Okay. They're not around
anymore. I've heard of them. Okay.
Pretty good stuff. They were on Alternative Tentacles, but they had some other records too. Straight up hardcore, it's good stuff. Anyways, they said that their perspective was, well, people have tried to, you know, I guess, make change things through discussion and dialogue, and nothing's happened, so people rioted, and it got changes. And you could go say that good change or bad change. I don't want to get into that, but I think you can agree without a doubt that the recent riotings and physical action has at least done somewhat of a greater change than the actions of the previous, say, 4 years or whatever.
You think it made more changes actually mobilizing in the street than it would changing your Facebook profile picture? That is shocking. Shocking.
No, but your point was, if you were attacking slacktivism, well, I would say this was the year where slacktivism was discarded and actual street activism.
People in the streets aren't slacktivists. Well, some of them are. I mean, I think there's three different kinds of people out in the streets. There's people who are trying to elicit social change. There's people who want to be in the right place at the right time for semi-selfish reasons. And there's people who just are chaos junkies. I think in my younger days, I probably would have been there just for the opportunity to throw a brick through a window, but I don't think that's a good reason to be down there, but I'm just saying it as a younger man. Now I just stay at my house.
What's that phrase? There's three kinds of people. Those that don't know what happened, those that want to know what happened, and those that make things happen or something. That's some old quote. So anyway, Tom, that leads to my next crybaby point, and then we'll get to the actual show. Okay. And so I'm going to have to be a little vague. But so
this is going to be some kind of a punk related story here.
This is so a artist that identified as trans for a part of that artist's career passed away a while ago. And this happened like a year ago. Out of the blue, this person messages me. I'm going to read you the message, actually, because it really did kind of piss me off.
Was it a folk punk artist, John?
I don't want to be specific. I mean, people could probably figure it out. But like the point is not the artist. The artist really has nothing to do with this. But this person said,
the artist is dead.
I was reading your coverage on the death of blah blah blah, and noticed you would avoid using pronouns. I was wondering whether this was intentional, and if you weren't sure, in which case you should use they them for reference, or if you made some kind of mistake. So this person is presenting me the option: did you do this wrong or did you do that wrong? You know what I mean? And it really annoyed me, because with that specific article, we were very careful not to misgender the person, and really not make that an issue of the article. You know what I mean? Like you make the slightest mistake, even when you're trying to be right, people pounce on you. You know what I mean? So we were extremely careful about that. And so this person said, you should have used they, them, or you should have used her pronouns. What this person didn't know, Tom, is that we were so careful with this article, we talked with this person's family members before posting the article and cleared that we wrote it exactly how that person would have wanted it, because that person changed their identity throughout their life. And so it was most correct with the identity that they were using at the end of their life. So the point being is, this person is trying to pedestal me when I knew the truth more than they did, which really infuriated me, which goes to show how much of this is all just a bunch of BS. Like, you know, this thing, you know,
I guess people, and I don't know what this person's situation is, but one thing that makes me absolutely insane is people projecting and being angry for other people. And I think that's the whole part of the whole Black Lives Matter and all that, is you got all these middle class white people who are deciding what black people are supposed to be offended about. It's like, give me a freaking break, would you? It's crazy, John. And it really, there's so much, and I see so much of my friends on the very far left fringes are constantly calling each other out and attacking each other. And these people should be allies, but they're too worried about the stupidest little things. It's never going to work for them because they're idiots.
Well, honestly, it really might bite them in the behind in November. It really might. You know what I mean? Like well, yeah, we discussed this briefly in the podcast. Oh, go ahead.
What they don't realize is, when they behave badly and they act like idiots, it only galvanizes Trump supporters who might otherwise be on the fence. And same with like our governor. You know, like, I don't like our governor particularly, but I see that her supporters are being galvanized when she's attacked from the other side. And yet, yes, it is possible to hate your Republican president and hate your Democratic governor, and you should, as a matter of fact. But so it's interesting, man. It's perilous times, you know. I've been alive for almost half a century, and I've never seen anything like it. And I'm not gonna sit there and go, oh, this is the worst thing ever. You know, I didn't live through, you know, World War II in Europe. I didn't live through the Spanish flu of 1918. But this is some crazy shit, man. This is 2020 is the year America jumped the shark. No question about it.
Quite a bit behind, but you did ask on episode 491. Really enjoyed listening to you discuss albums that left a lasting impression. Simply Saucer was super interesting. Sorry, John and Tom, you had very predictable choices, but The Barter was fun. So we're both taking hits from Rich from the UK, Tom.
I've gotten to know quite Rich a little bit better over the last couple of years. He's going to keep him coming, so we can take a hit. It's all right.
That's fine. I like Rich. Rich is cool. You know, Rich put out that.
I did kind of, you know, we had talked about that show in advance. And then when it came right down to it, I had put zero thought into it, and I had to kind of like punt at the last moment. So I know you guys have done one since without me. If we do another one, I'll reach deep into my Michigan hardcore sack.
Yeah, I mean, they're popular. I would like to do a lot more of them. People seem to dig them, and they're really fun to do.
Well, so, especially with the, you know, the lack of, like, upbeat news these days, and the sort of,
that's true,
and lack of personal adventures, you know.
That's true. I didn't think of that. You're right.
I mean, we're just all sitting here sweating to death. We're not doing anything.
We don't really have wacky adventures because everyone's sitting at home, you know, looking at Discogs.
Exactly, waiting for that package to arrive from Portland or whatever, and hoping they don't burn the post office down in Seattle.
Tom, you want to rap about some cool stuff we got lately? You want to do that?
We can. Or what do you, what do we got? What do we got for news? Because I think, I know one of our stories definitely kind of sums up the year in the nutshell, doesn't it?
Well, we got, honestly, all right, let's dive into some news. We got some cool news, and some, I guess, uncool news.
I got a shit ton of records, Sean. I can't even remember all the records I got. I mean, it's been like a steady flow. It's like I haven't been going to shows. I haven't been spending money on that, so I've just been buying records.
Yeah, me too. I almost dropped $200 on a record today, but I didn't. But I wanted to, but I didn't. Because
what is it?
We could talk about that afterwards, Tom.
You don't want to say because you don't want somebody else to grab it in case you change your mind.
I've never spent $200 on a record, but this is a record I was considering, anyways, Fest 19 is postponed till next year. And honestly, I was surprised that they announced Fest 19 got announced in April, like at the height of coronavirus. I'm like, man, they'd be pretty optimistic. Well, to the surprise of practically no one, Fest 19 has now been postponed till next year. They're going to try to keep the lineup.
I'm irritated when they say that it's annual. They're not postponing it. They're canceling it for this year.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
That's right. Well, you're right. We're postponing it until next year. That's not how that works. I mean, anyway, I know it's just a weird foible, but this was the last of the big punk festivals to fall. And it will have a chilling effect on other things too, because bands tour around it. So 2020 is pretty much screwed, I think.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, this episode has been like this year, a shit show. I'll tell you, it really has.
And it's going to have to be stitched together like Frankenstein. It's going to be the greatest test of your editing skills yet, or Adams or whoever.
No, the greatest test of my editing skills was the Christmas episode with the musicals and stuff. Took so much more. Oh, man, it was worth it. That episode came out really well.
What about the episode where I threw shade on a band that we were already at war with and then laughed hysterically and at the end said, you can go ahead and cut that out, but I felt so much better saying it.
I don't even remember what that was. Oh, I remember the band. I don't know if we cut that out or not, you know.
I'm pretty sure Adam cut that out. I'm pretty sure Adam couldn't cut that out fast enough.
Well, honestly, a
bit of a beef with them long running.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, though, like, once you've trounced somebody or, like, what's there left to be gained by beating them again, you know, beating them up again, you know?
Well, I never felt like we did that to them, but
that was a very delicate situation, especially considering, like, modern, you know? So it's like, you know, I don't know. We can talk about that afterwards.
All I said was you can go see them at Fest. They were this was a couple of years ago. If you want to see a bad, you know, one Blink 182 ripoff, and I just laughed hysterically. And I'm not going to give any more details.
I think it's a different band. Are the band that we're thinking about, is that a band from the West Coast-ish?
I think they are from the West Coast, but I remember you did an interview with them one time, and the person was not very happy with you, and this person just seems to generally be an asshole.
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, I haven't heard from that person in a couple of years, and that's fine with me. So, I don't feel like fighting.
I'm sure they won't see themselves in this conversation because I'm sure they don't think of themselves as an asshole, but everybody else does. Anyway, that's all right.
See, that's a fight where I gained. Like, see, fighting with Ben Weasel is great because when we beat Ben Weasel, like, that was cool. But this other person you're talking about.
It's a lose-lose, yeah.
All right.
As I just said, John, it'd be interesting to see if we get enough, like, 4-minute segments that you can stitch this ugly Frankenstein thing together and make a show out of it.
This show has been like this year's shit show. So, Tom, we're going to play a song in a second. I'll let you pick a song. But do you care that Fest is canceled, or is this just a symbol of music in 2020? You know, and that also, was it irresponsible for them to announce Fest 19 in August? I mean, in April.
Well, but you're talking about, you know, 6 months. You know, nobody thought this thing was going to last that long.
Yeah, it's true.
Even as I was like, you know, in March when things were getting shut down, I'm like, oh, I hope I still go to my May shows, you know? And now it's just like, the thing with Fest, and I don't know if the recorder was working when I said this earlier, but, you know, it's going to send a chilling effect on the punk rock in general because people tour around Fest, which means pretty much 2020 is shot, I think. And I feel this sense of hopelessness and despair, and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, I'm not. It's kind of like worse now than it was. Not to drag everybody down, but like a month ago, I was like, all right, we're at the height of COVID. Let's be smart. Let's get through this, and we'll have fun by the end of the summer. And it just didn't go away. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we're the same place we were 2 months ago. And meanwhile, Italy
we're actually not. Statistically, that's not true. The governors are starting to get a little agitated, but the truth is we're not where we were 2 months ago. The deaths and the hospitalizations are nowhere near where they were 2 months ago. So
yeah, but the infection is going. All the other European countries is going down. Our infection percentage is going up, which is scary.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I got to tell you, and this is a very unpopular thing to say right now, but if I had a choice of taking my chances of getting it and things going back to normal, I would gladly do that. Now, I know. I understand that 100%, and I'm not going to intentionally expose myself or anything like that, but I just. But you're right. I know. I have 80 something year old people I'm in contact with, and I don't want to kill them. Most of the time.
You say you're not going to expose yourself, Tom? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, the playgrounds are all closed, John. What am I going to do?
Well, speaking of exposing oneself, Tom, why don't you expose the listeners to a song that they may or may not have heard before?
Okay. How about... You know Anti Norley, of course.
Yeah. I've seen Anti No Wheeling. So what? And of course... Anti-No Way League has that very, very controversial song from like 1996 of all, or maybe 93. Yeah. You know, so.
It wasn't very good. That song was not very good. But there, of course,
let's talk about that song briefly. The weird thing about that song, and people can look it up, is like I could understand if he wrote that in like 1977, but in like 1993 or 1996, he's like, no, I need to write this song. It's like in 1996, you decided you needed to write that song.
Well, here's the thing: it was clearly. Didn't work out for him, but it was very tongue-in-cheek. He was trying to make a joke. It wasn't hateful. You know what I mean? It was just a tough guy, a middle-aged guy looking around going, man, the world is really namby-pamby. And it was unfortunate, and, you know, because they're Anti-Nowhere League, they're not being forgiven. You know, they all famously had a song called Hetero on their Pummel album.
That's true.
And they sort of get a pass because they're, you know, all. And it's Bill Stevenson wrote it.
That's true.
So, but Anti Norway League. But, you know, of course, you know, it's funny. They have a great documentary out. It's called We Are the League. I think it's on Prime. You should watch it. It's really good, John. But
I don't subscribe to Amazon products, Thomas.
Oh, but it's anyway, they were just a bunch of criminals, basically, and thugs and bikers and opportunists, really, when they started that band. And then they broke up, and then Metallica famously covered So What, right? And that's actually what revived their career. But let's do one from their first album. We won't do So What. That was a single or a B-side or something, actually. But let's do Animal, because it just made me think the original lyrics were so vile that there was only like a small amount of them pressed, and they actually changed the lyrics to make them. They're still sort of, you know, I'm an animal, I'm your next door neighbor. But like the original version was like, I'm an animal, I'm a child molester. I'm like, wow. Even Gigi Allen didn't actually sing anything like that, right? So anyway, let's do Anti-Nowhere League. Let's keep it punk, John. Anti-Nowhere League, Animal.